Well, folks, as we finish out the show, I get to answer today's inbox question from one of our listeners. And here's what she says. She says, I'm 24 and single. I feel self-conscious, especially in social circles and in professional settings, regarding my empty ring finger. I also notice other people's ring finger status. I'm worried that people are judging me about my relationship status. I'd like to wear a ring so that I don't have to worry about this. However, another part of me is scared that a purity ring could be mistaken for a wedding ring and that a good, honest, God-honoring man might think I was already taken and not consider pursuing me. At the same time, all he would have to do to find out I'm single and love Jesus without actually talking to me would be to look me up on Facebook or talk to one of my friends. How would a Christian guy look at this situation? Well, I'm glad you asked this question. This is a good one, and it's one that a lot of women, I think of maybe without really thinking to ask about it. It's one of those things of like, should I wear a purity ring? Shouldn't I? I'm nervous about whether people are going to assume I'm taken. So good question. And I'm sure a lot of women will benefit from this as well. And my first thought for you, and I'm just thinking of like, what would I do if I were in this situation? And I guess I would just be honest and say, I would probably leave my ring finger bare. And that's just kind of the practical, like, here is why, because the fact is you are single and that is totally okay. And I would say, you know what, the last thing you need to be doing right now is worrying what people think, or worrying that something's going to cause the wrong impression or be misinterpreted or whatever, because like you said, having a ring on your finger could be misinterpreted. So again, I think it's very obvious that, you know, if you're single, you're not going to have a ring, and that's totally okay. But, you know, you're also young, and a lot of people your age are in the same boat, so you're not alone. So it's not like people are going to be walking by you being like, my goodness, is she still single? Because I see that she doesn't have a ring. So I think it's something that would be less, there would be less attention drawn to it than maybe you think. But I would argue that your bigger win, and what's more important at this point, is that the people in your sphere truly know what you're about. They're going to know, they're going to care about you, they're going to love you, and they're the ones that get to know the real you. And obviously, if a guy kind of comes into that circle, if he's interested, he'll kind of get the scoop as well. You know, it's very rare where I see guys just be like, oh, there's this girl I know nothing about, haven't made the effort to talk to her, haven't made the effort to find out anything about her, but I'm just going to act interested. Usually, you know, a guy is going to be like, hey, what is her status? What's her story? And he'll either ask you or he'll ask other people. So no need to worry about that. So I would say be very open about your desire for marriage. I mean, let it be known that, yeah, you know, I'm single, but I'm really open to marriage. I'm open to dating. Here's kind of where I am in life. Be honest about your willingness to go out with guys, including a guy that may be of interest to you. And in the meantime, just be happy and confident and joyful in being single, because that in and of itself is very attractive. So it's going to be contagious. It's going to be something that people take notice of, because obviously, you know, being single, there's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't mean that, you know, there's something wrong with you because you're still single. But I want to say finally, in kind of summarizing this, above all, you have to trust God in this, because God knows your heart. He knows your relationship status. He knows what you want, what you truly desire, what you're being prayerful about, and he's not out to trick you or trick anyone else. So, you know, people for millennia have gotten married, rings on their finger or not, you know, whatever the situation is, God knows, and he will bring you to the attention of the right guy, and you can certainly rest in that. So be encouraged in that. You know, again, just be about the business of who you are. Let people know you're single, let people know you want a date, and I think word will get out and you will be in fine shape. All right, folks. Well, that is it for this week's show. We do want to hear from you. You can write to us at editor@boundless.org with questions, with comments. We love to get your feedback. And we also would really appreciate, for those of you who can and are willing, it's so amazing to me how many people I hear from who are like, I just found Boundless 3 weeks ago, or I found Boundless 2 months ago. There's so many of you newbies out there, which is awesome. And this ministry exists because of you and because of donations by people like you. And so if you you want to give a gift to Boundless, and it will go to Boundless in our ministry here for young adults, just go to boundless.org/donate. You can give a gift there. We would love to be able to benefit from that and continue providing podcasts and articles and events and other things we have going on for people just like yourself. So in the meantime, we will see you around next week. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.